The Forest Service and City of Wrangell kicked off BirdFest earlier this week. The Forest Service has organized all the activities of the fest, including presentations from writers and artists around Alaska, whose work reflects the natural world.
As I was flying into Wrangell, I felt like I was flying into one of my paintings.
That's artist Linda Infante Lyons, who came to Wrangell for BirdFest to share her paintings of birds and the natural world.
A lot of my paintings have images of this coastal environment, and I've never been to Southeast Alaska before. Now, I've seen pictures, but it's basically the scenery is in my head. And when I showed slides to the students, many of them yelled out and said, "Oh, that's such and such glacier," and that's they recognized places in my paintings that I've never seen, and they felt like they'd been there.
Lyon started her career as a biologist, but left her work in genetics to pursue her passion for art. She lived in Chile for 18 years, where she says she was inspired by the natural world and made that the focus of her paintings. She has been painting for 13 years and says her art resembles a sort of magical realism. Lyons did a 4-day series of art lessons for students at Evergreen Elementary School.
I showed the students a PowerPoint with slides of my work, and I wanted to emphasize with them the use of color and taking from nature again and coming up with your own composition, your own creature. So most of the students have created their own birds. So I help them draw a bird, understand the basic structure of a bird, but I let them decide what kind of markings, whether the bird had a long beak or short legs or spots. That was up to them.
Starting Thursday evening through Saturday, Lyon's paintings and the kids' artwork will be on display at the Nolan Center. Corey Seward works as a seasonal interpreter for the Forest Service in Wrangell and says the events and activities are a great way to promote tourism and more birding in the area.
Because Wrangell has a very valuable resource in the Stikine River Delta. It's one of the, priority birding areas of the state, and we should, let people know about it. And it could be a good way to bring people in, bring tourists in.
The Forest Service has activities planned at the Nolan Center through Saturday. They invite anyone to come and participate in the festivities.
Just a really great time. A lot of jet boat operators are, offering trips up the river to see all the new birds. So it's just a great time for people to get out and see all the, shorebirds in migration. And also just celebrate their arrival.
There will be a craft fair Saturday that includes painting Tlingit designs on cedar shingles with dye made from salmon eggs, as well as a bird feeder crafting session. Along with bird-themed crafts, author and photographer Robert Armstrong, who wrote Birds of Alaska and other books about Southeast's natural history, will give a workshop on photography. John Hudson, who co-authored The Dragonflies of Alaska with Armstrong, will be presenting their book Saturday at the Nolan Center. For more information about BirdFest, contact David Butler at the Forest Service. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.